Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is time to get extreme. That's right, it's Mega Ran. I'm here with another episode of Matt Mania, a high impact episode that will be wrapping up Extreme Rules 2016, which just ended about an hour ago. I am getting ready for tour, packing, just doing so much stuff right now, but I wanted to make sure to have a fresh episode for you with my take. If you aren't following me on Twitter, because I was kind of animated, or as animated as a tweet could be, opinionated rather, than I would say, about what I saw. So I'm gonna break down each match for you. We're gonna talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and get into it. But before we get into it, I just want to tell you that I'm about to embark on tour. I know I might have talked about it before, but tour's happening tomorrow. So if you're hearing this today, which is probably Monday, I will be in San Diego, sunny San Diego, where it's always 75 and beautiful, at the Soda Bar tonight. After that, we are going to Glendale, right outside of LA, for a Complex on the 24th. The 26th of May, Oakland, California, at the AU Lounge. Looking forward to that one. 27th and 28th, I'm going to be in San Jose, California at Cafe Stritch. I talked about a surprise event that's happening in San Francisco on the 28th. It's not a surprise anymore. I can talk about it. It's Kinda Funny Live, which is taking place in San Francisco. Kinda Funny Live 2 with Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty and the rest of the crew. So go on to kindafunnylive.com and get yourself a ticket to that event. It's going to be crazy. More on that later. The 29th, San Jose for AFK Gamer Lounge. 31st, Medford, Oregon for the King Wild Lounge. June 2nd, Portland, Oregon, Ground Control. June 3rd, Bellingham, Washington, Glow Nightclub. June 4th, Bend, Oregon, Astro Lounge. June 5th, Seattle, Washington at Nectar Lounge. June 6th, Yakima, Washington at the Hop Shop. June 7th, Moscow, Idaho at John's Alley Tavern. June 8th, Boise, Idaho at the Olympic. June 10th, Las Vegas at 11th Street Records. And June 11th, I'm back in Phoenix, Rebel Lounge, early show, 2:30, I believe, with Cuckoo Kangaroo. It's on a Saturday, which is going to be a great, great time. So, real quick, yesterday, I went to a concert, couple of concerts, and had a really, really good time. This weekend was great, you know. I wanted to always make sure before I go on tour, I hang out, have a good time with my wife, and we make sure to do all that we can to, you know, to enjoy the time together before I'm going to be out for 2.5 weeks. And so we did. We had a great time. We went to a concert with Drew Hill. Drew Hill, you know Drew Hill. Sleeping in my bed, messing with my head, you know. But I had an amazing time at the concert. I had some weird stuff happen. Rachel and I made a comment that I kind of know Cisco. Cisco, the lead singer of Drew Hill. And yeah, so I text him like, yo, you coming to my town? I can't wait to see you. And he was like excited about it. And so day of comes and he's like, yo, give me full names for the list. I'll make sure you're in. And so we did, and I appreciate him looking out for the cookout, as we say. And got us on the special list. We sat in the cool area. We saw the show. Halfway through the show, Cisco even gives the brother a shout out from the stage. I wish I would have recorded it, but I didn't see that coming. He's like, yo, I want to shout out Mega Ran. Where is he? He's a rapper. He's one of my really good friends and favorites. Yo, make some noise for Mega Ran. Like, it was really cool. They shined light on me. I felt like a celebrity. It was like, oh. And then, so the people next to us were like, oh my God, you know Cisco? You got to bring me his shiny belt and his t-shirt. And I'm like, say what now? So one thing afterwards is what Cisco said was, he said, yo, we're going to hang out. And I was like, oh man. And then Rachel got really excited. Like, she loves Drew Hill. I love Drew Hill, but she really loves Drew Hill. So she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hang out with Cisco and we're going to be besties. And so I was really nervous because I know people get busy and I didn't want to be disappointed or her to be disappointed. Like, if I don't see Cisco, it's not, I'm not gonna trip out. But for her to not see him, I thought, you know, it might be depressing. So I was like, well, let's just see what happens, you know? Just keep our, you know, keep our eyes open and our hopes alive, you know, see what happens. All right, so next thing you know, show ends. I think I had a text earlier in the day that says, like, text me after the show. All right, so when the show's over, I text Cisco. Yo, what's up? And I don't get a response. Maybe about 20 minutes passes. Everybody's leaving. They're, like, getting kind of kicked out. Don't want to just be standing here like idiots. So maybe we should keep moving. We keep moving. We step outside. Start walking, and I'm like, still haven't heard from this guy. And Rachel's like, so what should we do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll text him again. I was like, yo, let me know where you at. Let's hang. And I walk outside. I still don't get any, it's nothing. But we know that there's a side entrance on this venue, like where the celebrities exit. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to just walk over to that side. We walk over there, sit on the curb. And this, a line begins to form, which is what my wife calls the groupie line. Because it was all these girls in, like, mini skirts that are just waiting to, you know, get a smile and a wink from one of the members of Drew Hill. So we're on the groupie line hanging, and I shoot him one more text, like, yo, I got to go to my homie's, you know, show at 12:30, so I can hang as long as I can, bro, but hit me up where you at. And at that point, my phone's getting weak, like, signal's getting bad. Well, not the signal, but my battery's getting low. It's like 10%. And I'm like, oh, man. Stupid Snapchat is what did it to me. I did a lot of snapping, if you see my Snapchat, which is random.megaran, by the way, at me. Now, I go, I'm done, and I'm like, yo, my battery's about to die. We better go to the car. So we go to the car. We start the car up. We move the car a little bit closer, and then we just run it, you know, so that we can charge. And I'm still waiting for text from Cisco. No text. 10 minutes, no text. 15 minutes, no text. And I was like, all right, we can wait about 20 minutes. 20 minutes passes. I see a white van drive by, and I'm like, I don't really know what that is. But I step out and then walk back towards the gate, like, oh, I'm going to get back on the groupie line. I go back to the groupie line. I don't see anybody anymore. I'm like, And still waiting for a text. And then, bling, a text comes through, and it's Cisco saying, sorry, man, I didn't have any signal in there, but we gotta go. But I'll see you next week at Kinda Funny Live. And I was like, oh, like the inside of my heart just died a little bit. Now, not because I was excited about seeing Cisco, a guy who I'd met before, and a guy who's, he's kind of a big deal. So he's a busy guy. But more so, I was more upset because Rachel didn't get to see him, and I know she was really looking forward to it. So I felt really, really bad, and I had to come back to the car and have to tell her, like, yeah, that's him riding by right now. And she's like, oh, man. Sadness, insert Price is Right fail horn. Yep, there it is. Anyway, so my life sucks. It was a good time. After that, I went to Felix Bag of Tricks Cats release party. Cats out the bag, new album's out, and it was a dope show. Everybody out there, please go grab my homie Felix's album. The joint's hot. Let's go get that. And yeah, that's that. Then today, I spent my day we went some grocery shopping. We went to Waffle House and did some cleaning and did some packing, and then I sat down and I watched Extreme Rules. So now I'm gonna tell you all about what I thought about it, but first, ring the bell.
Yeah, get your feet up on the floor, put your hands up in the air if you need a little more. Hold up. Get your butt up off the stool, put your hands up in the air, cause we bout to act a fool. Yeah.
Move or you be moved. Better move or you be moved. Move or you be moved. Better move or you be moved. Move or you be moved.
Better move or you be moved. Tell her for me. Move or you be moved.
Yeah. Better move it's or you going be moved. Down. And this is a definite.
Come on.
Look in the dictionary under random. I bet you my picture is next to it.
Tell him.
38 special, I tell you, I guess you could say my condition is excellent.
Tell him.
I've been real from the beginning. That's why the dope boys and the geeks they all F with it. Anywhere I go, it's like I'm a resident.
I am venerated. Your Highness is my toddler, the Jakala of the Cadence. Product of my squad affiliation. Mansa Musa Mali, King Solomon, Takana, Metagana. Yet I'm highly underrated. I'm a rider, I'm a copy in the Danish. You're a sonic bum of water from a waitress. Boo. Sandboxes, I'm deal with them. I ain't Africa. Bambada, I ain't f***ing with you, man.
Too soon, we still with you. Got a new mixture of fantasy and real scripture. We will get you. Hands up, is the rhythm. It will injure your physical frame. It is in the game. It's the kill switch up. Innovating violence, instigating riots. Imitators try it. Critics ain't buying it. You can say I'm biased. You a non-factor. Taking all rappers to the compactor.
Like Shredder at the end of Ninja Turtles. Why the case he hit the lever and intentionally murk him?
Oops.
In cold blood, I treat the beat like a TV in a pizza kitchen. And I'm showing up. The dreadnought, despot. Out for a desk job. I'm all charged up. Dress Scott, if you ask about the BAM line, you get the pop copy response. Cause f*** em, that's why.
Yeah. Get your feet up on the floor. Put your hands up in the air. If you need a little more. Hold up. Yeah. Get your butt up on the stool. Put your hands up in the air. Cause we bout to act a fool. Yeah.
Move or you be moved. Better move or you be moved. Move or you be moved. Better move or you be moved. Move or you be moved.
Tell her for me.
Better move or you be moved.
Tell her for me.
Move or you be moved.
Tell her.
Better move or you be moved.
Yo, what's good? It's Mega Ran. It's Matt Mania. It is Extreme Rules. It's 2016. It's Newark, New Jersey. It's wrestling. It's a podcast. All right, so let's get it started. Pre-show match. Baron Corbin defeated Dolph Ziggler in a no DQ match. I didn't see it. I'll go back and check it out if you guys let me know that it's worth seeing. But not bad for a pre-show thing. I thought, you know, these two have been going at it for a little bit. It's probably time to graduate one or both of them into something new or something bigger. But Corbin defeats Dolph Ziggler. 7 minutes. They gave him a good amount of time. Not bad. Yeah, that happened. Starts off the actual show. Fireworks. We got The Club. Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows taking on The Usos, Jimmy and Jay. One comment I made before this match is that one day, just because of the fact that the crowd hates Roman so much and they rolling with Roman, The Usos will probably get booed at some point, and they got a little booze, but they do a call and response thing where they say, "When I say ooh, y'all say oh." Now one day, they're not going to get the oh response back, so they might have to figure something out. I think I figured something out, speaking of figuring things out, what the new era is all about. And I'm going to talk about it later because I think I figured it out. But I'm going to, at the very end, chat about it because it's just my, just a little bit of a philosophy. Anyway, The Club in a decent match. I mean, I love the tornado action. The Club wins. I really did enjoy it. I felt like there was a lot of high impact stuff that happened. I love the tornado tag format, you know, where everybody's just going at it. You know, that was my favorite gameplay option in WWF Warzone back in the day on PS1. That had to be around like 98, maybe 99, I don't know. But I hated the special moves though, because you had to like stand on your head to try to do a Stone Cold Stunner. It's like, oh, just hit up, down, up, and then the two buttons that are furthest away from each other. Like, it was always really hard to get the special moves out. But that was a fun game. Anywho, The Club wins, which is actually their first pay-per-view win since their debut. And their first total win since their debut. Because I think they won in their very first match. So, hopefully, I would like to see The Club eventually challenge for the tag team titles. Create something cool in that division. But who knows? Next, this is a situation where I think everybody knew what was going to happen. And this is actually my second favorite match, only because of what happened. Okay, so Rusev with Lana defeats Kalisto. I'm happy about Rusev getting a push again. You know, he's back to being a super monster. Earlier in the week, or last week, he did like this stretch The accolade on Kalisto looked like he broke him in half. It was pretty ridiculous. So I knew when Lana got the chance to introduce him and Rusev had a really long intro, I think I kind of knew it was time for Rusev to win it. So Rusev did a Matumbo, and he predicted his win before it happened. He said it, congratulations me on my winning, you know, kind of like what Matumbo did about the 76ers getting the first pick in the draft, which made me think he might know something. Maybe Rusev knew something too. Wait, you mean these matches are predetermined? Conspiracy. Anyway, a 9-minute match where Rusev dominates the majority of it. Kalisto gets a little bit of offense in, but Rusev destroys him, drops him on the apron on his back, and then bends him back so far on a camel clutch that I've never seen in my life. So that was extreme, and yeah, it was great. So yeah, congrats, Rusev, new U.S. champion, Rusev Machka. Next match, this was a major letdown. New Day with Kofi, because this time Big E and Xavier Woods do the fighting, defeat the Vault Villains, Aiden English, Simon Gotch. Not a great match, but it was good for a lot of reasons. Number one, Xavier Woods got ring time, and I'm always happy to see that. Woods, my man, you guys know that. And he looked really good. He did this cool Hadouken move, this Kamehameha, and then Byron Saxton said that was just downright fierce. I thought that was cool. Also, he probably fed him that line, I'm thinking, but who knows? I don't know how that works, but anyway, Woods also finished the match. He got the pin by doing like a Shining Wizard, the running knee thing. And yeah, I thought Woods really showed a lot. Like it was probably the most I'd seen him wrestle in a long time. Like, you know, since he was solo or, you know, occasional. Like I think the house show I went to, he did some wrestling. But for the most part, in the New Day, it's Big E and Kofi. So it was cool to see X get some ring action. Kofi with the cheat move, kicking the dude in the back of the head, sets up the pin. This match was really short and really not good, in my opinion, because it was short. How do you give the tag team match only 6 minutes? Very short match, shortest match on the card. Even the pre-show match was longer than that. Disappointed in that. So for that reason, I'm going to give this match a C. And I just realized I did not rate the first two matches. The club, I'll give that a B-. I thought that was good. Rusev and Kalisto, I'm going to give it a B because they told a really good story in there. All right. Match of the card here. The Miz with Maryse defeats Cesaro, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. Miz holds on again. I love what they're doing with The Miz. He's the best heel in the company right now. He's doing his job exactly the way he's supposed to do it, and people hate him for it, which is exactly what's supposed to happen. And he's killing it. I'm a huge fan of what's happening with The Miz. So that I love to see. I like the fact that all these guys is like right within their grasp. It's like, oh man. But honestly, this match was amazing. Like I haven't seen this kind of action in a really long time. Like it starts off Sami Zayn kicking Kevin Owens. I mean, some crazy like powerbomb spot that Sami Zayn did. This was an insane match. Everybody, you must watch it. It was 18 minutes, and every minute of it is exciting. You know, so kudos to these dudes for giving an A+ match. A+, right in the middle of the card. Can't ask for much more than that. Except when this happens. Number 6, Dean Ambrose defeats Chris Jericho in an Asylum match that goes on way too long. 26 minutes, and didn't get extreme until about the 24-minute mark. So, at some point, Dean Ambrose pulls out thumbtacks, puts them on the ground. They tease it a lot, like no one's going to actually use these and get hit on them. Like, you know, he pours them down. No one gets really caught in them at all. And then Jericho gets slammed right into it. So, big props to Jericho for taking the bump in the thumbtacks. I thought that was awesome. I know it's hard to make extreme matches happen in these kind of scenarios, you know, with in the PG area era. Why did I say area? And in the PG areola. Anyway, but I can't say enough though how, you know, how hard it is to make stuff like that work. But, you know, there was a spot where he hit him with the wrapped 2x4. Like, he also took that. So props for Jericho for taking it extreme a little bit. Speaking of extreme, one problem I had with this show overall was that JBL got extreme with the commentary. I mean, he made at least two comments that were completely kind of over the line, especially for a PG show. He said if Byron was on life support, he would pull the plug and plug in his iPhone. That's one thing. Then he said, we're in Jersey, the home of Jimmy Hoffa. And if I could find him, I would dig him up and bury you there. Like, it's just like, just trying way too hard, I thought, to kind of play the heel role. You know, I thought, you know, King was classic with it without having to be just kind of morbid. Like, he never talked about killing guys. I mean, that was a little much there, JBL. But I think, and I read a tweet from What Culture during this Asylum match that made a lot of sense. Basically, they said that because of the commentary treating this match like a joke, it kind of made the match a joke, you know. The Asylum match is a cage match with weapons up on the top, but no escape. But yet, for some reason, there is a way to escape. You could just climb over. So they probably need to put a roof on it next time. Maybe make it like a Hell in a Cell, but put the weapons on top. I don't really know. But it was cool that they tried something new, but this was not a great match. I think after they were kind of cursed and were in a bad spot on this card to be after that Intercontinental title match, like, this was probably the worst place they could have been. And yeah, Ambrose wins though. He finally gets a win. Normally, you know, Dean's been taking a lot of L's in his feuds, so it was good to see him get a win. But, and it was cool to see Jericho take that bump. But 26 minutes, I'll still give this match a C. Like, the end was cool, but the rest of it was not great. All right, next we get the women's title match, Charlotte versus Natalya. Now, this is a submission match. Also, Ric Flair is banned from ringside. If he shows up, then Charlotte forfeits the title. So, halfway through the match, music comes on. Woo! Someone's backing down the ring with a classic Great Nature Boy robe on. And it's Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke, if I don't know if you guys know her, I only know her from the Breaking Ground NXT show where she got injured by Asuka. And she seemed like a really hard worker. And she was pushing hard to get up there. And so now she is Team Charlotte, Team Flair, I guess. And that distraction, among other things, at some point, I don't know how, but 5 minutes later leads to Charlotte getting the win by submission. Natalya has to tap out. Kind of ridiculous, honestly. I did not like this match at all. I thought that the story, the adding that part in there, like, this is silly. Like, I understand Charlotte's a heel, and I understand that. But you can't just keep trying to add another person to the mix every single time to get over on the ringside band. Like, anybody coming to the ringside helping her should also, you know, count as her losing her title. I don't know. But anyway, kind of ridiculous. Like, who's allowed to just play Ric Flair's music in the middle of somebody else's match? I digress. This match, I did not like it. It's just a shame because I really like Charlotte. I like what she's doing. I also like Natty. I just thought that story twist the last two pay-per-views has been unnecessary and dumb. They could just have Charlotte out wrestle people. Ric Flair did it for years as a heel. They could just make her out wrestle people, make her cheat to win, and that's it, you know. So this match gets a D for me. I'm sorry, but it was not I just don't understand the whole Dana thing. Like, now we have a Team Flair, they got a ref, they have another girl on their team. This is just getting out of hand. I'm going to get into the championship match in a second because there's a whole lot I want to discuss about it and around it. So I am going to get into that. But first, I'm going to take my break And I'll see you on the flip side. And if you didn't know, it's Matt Mania. Let's go.
Hey, party people, it's Kate Murdoch here. And I want to talk to you about something real fresh, real new that myself and Megaran are doing now. And it involves you, the fans. Myself and Megaran just launched a Patreon, a monthly way for you all to subscribe to us and what we do. For as little as $1 a month, you'll get free exclusive downloads, a guaranteed song a month, and if you pledge at the $10 level, you'll get a free project a month, whether it be something we do together, whether it's something solo, a side project that I engineer or produce, it's guaranteed exclusive for you Patreon supporters. So, if you really like what we do, then this is the time to get down and join us. We are trying to bring back that Nintendo Fun Club vibe because this is essentially a fan club for the real fans. So check it out. Patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. That's patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Hello, listeners. What's good, y'all? It's Megaran, and I'm back, and I am recapping Extreme Rules 2016 only on the WWE Network. Now, we are at the main event. Now, before this main event started, I had so many different ideas of what was going to happen. First of all, I knew number one, 1,000% AJ Styles is not going to win. Like, that was something I had in my head. I was like, it's not going to happen. This is just something to give the people what they want. They want to see, you know, these guys go at it, and then they'll be mad. Well, at least if they get a good match, hopefully it'll make them like Roman more. And I think that's what a few people were saying, and I saw that, and I was like, yeah, that's really the case, I think, is to feed Reigns opponents that they like, and then to have him beat them, that hopefully, they will work something out, and the fans will turn the corner with Roman. Roman is making strides, and I just want to make that note before this match. Roman has, he showed a lot in this match and beyond, but New Jersey really rode him hard. They did not like Roman. So anyway, let's get started with this match. I thought this match was good. I had a couple notes. I liked how they fought all throughout, all over the place, like through the stands and stuff. I thought that was cool. I hadn't seen anything like that in a long time. Reminded me of classic. Usually when there was a no disqualification championship match, that's usually what would happen. And I hadn't seen that since the good old days, you know, Rocket Mankind. And I mean, even Cena and, you know, Orton and those guys, you know what I mean? So anyway, I thought that was good. AJ jumping off the glass table, like the pre-show table. I thought that was cool to attack. Of course, Anderson and Gallows come through. They try to hype up that the Usos are too hurt to help out. They're not. So they come out and they help. So everybody's doing their thing. Styles clashes hit on Roman. Hits it again onto a chair, which was great. And man, they played it awesome. They had one of the Usos pull AJ out of the ring for a second, like pull him toward the ring. AJ kicks him off, and then he goes to cover Roman, and then it's a 2.5. Like, it was beautiful. Like, it was really well done. AJ loses it. I liked that. He smashes everybody with the chair, swacking city, just hitting everybody. The crowd's going, yes, yes, yes. He hits everybody at least like 5 times with the chair. Somehow, Roman takes all of those chair shots and still manages to spear AJ out of the air when he's trying the phenomenal forearm. 1, 2, 3. Match over. But I will say, though, this was a really fun match. And I saw a lot out of Roman and AJ. I like that they're giving him some character. I thought that's extremely important. He's not just a guy who's just like, I just want to win. No, but like he actually like lost it. You know, he got so obsessed with winning, and then he didn't do it. He didn't get it done. So the frustration, I thought, was great. Spear out of midair, bagow. And the guy is still the champ. And yeah, I thought overall, good match. I would give this match a B, maybe even a B plus. I didn't like all the interference, but I thought that was cool. But the best part of all is the very end. No music, nothing special, just Seth Rollins running out, pedigreeing Roman Reigns at the end of the match so the crowd can go absolutely crazy, and they loved it. Like I said, the Jersey crowd did not like Roman. They were not digging him at all. There were a lot of really, like, kind of just mean chants going on. There was a "You Can't Wrestle" chant. There was a "Roman Sucks" chant. And then Roman back body drops AJ through the table. Kind of went butt first. I kind of hate when that happens because it's like, it doesn't hurt, obviously. So he went butt first through the announce table. And then the crowd's like, "You still suck. You still suck." Like, I'm going to just go. I think I've already said it. I think that the fans are just too hard on Roman. Like, I think they just boo him because it's trendy to do it. And they don't even just enjoy the ride. Like, I don't know, man. I hate when fans try to hijack the show. And I feel like that happens a lot with Roman, is that they just know that they can just boo him because that's the cool thing to do. And it kind of hijacks the show. Especially with Roman, because you could see, not tonight though, but you can kind of see sometimes when he gets affected by the boos. And it can affect, what he says or what he does in the ring. So, anyway, the craziest thing I saw, man. Oh, man. So, Reigns has Styles in, like, kind of a powerbomb position. He holds him down, though, instead of picking him up. And then swings him into the ring apron. Just like, pow, head just hits it. And then picks him up. Whoop! And then powerbombs him through the table. Great, great spot. That was awesome. So, he went through two announce tables, which was great. But, honestly, I think AJ has to not do the phenomenal forearm too much, because then you do it and don't win, it just doesn't look like a strong move. So, I don't know. And I'm glad to see that the Styles Clash is not banned. That's awesome. But honestly, it was a great match. And I thought, man, for a second, I really thought it was going down. I thought AJ was going to win for a second. Yeah, but anyway, I'll grade this match a B+, maybe even an A. I thought it was just highly entertaining, and that rounds out this pay-per-view at a solid C, which is, about what I expected. There's not a whole lot of storyline advancement, but I do like how they work. We know Reigns' next opponent, but I doubt it'll be at Money in the Bank. I think that SummerSlam, you got to save Seth Rollins for SummerSlam, or maybe do a triple threat. I don't know, man. I think these guys are busting their butt out there, so I always hate to critique them, the actual athletes, but I do think that some of the writing has been lackluster, and it could have made some of these matches even better. I don't know. But those are my thoughts. All right, now, let me get to my grand point that I was trying to make about the new era. And I was just telling Casey about this, Casey Links Kinetic. So they always talk about, what's this era? There was the Attitude Era. There's the Reality Era, I think, was after that, I guess. The PG Era, whatever they call it. Ruthless Aggression Era, things like that. I think this era is the tweener era, honestly, because I think that they're okay with booking guys in any way that they see fit and taking the response that the crowd gets. So you book two supposedly fan favorites in these matches, like the title match taking Roman and AJ, supposed to be fan favorites, both of them. They just don't like Roman, but if they did, they would be cheering both of these guys. And they eventually come around to Roman sometimes. I thought, you hear some of the guys in the crowd where when Roman does a couple cool things, they actually start cheering for him. And nobody wants to see anybody just get beat down. So the beatdowns are just not fun. So like when Gallows and Anderson just stomping out Reigns, that's not fun to watch. Like nobody likes that. But I think that this era is the era of the tweeners. I mean, when you look at the matches and what they're putting out there, guys who are good at wrestling. Or for the most part, guys who get a reaction from the crowd. So it's all about them going out and making it happen, and not necessarily whether the crowd cheers for them or boos them. It's just about giving them a match they want to see, but without, you know, maybe there's not always a lot of story, or maybe there's not always a lot of what they call smart booking, or, you know, booking them as a face or a heel, because we were talking about Seth Rollins coming back. Instantly, it's guaranteed he would get a face reaction. We knew that. He would get a huge pop. There was signs in the crowd saying, like, save us, Seth, and things like that. So people really miss Seth Rollins, you know, because he's a great wrestler. And so now that he's back in the picture, he's going to get cheered. Which means putting him against Roman means that Seth Rollins is automatically cheered and Roman Reigns is booed out of the building. But they don't care. They'll still book Roman as the good guy. So I think it's all about just tweeners and tweener matches. Because, again, Seth hasn't made a decision on about being whether he was good or bad. So hopefully something will happen. He'll come back and be like, oh, you fans turned your back on me. Don't cheer for me now. Blah, blah, blah. You let Roman win. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I think that it'll be interesting, though. I would love to see. I can't wait to see what they do. My goal still is a triple threat for SummerSlam. Shield triple threat. I want to see that. People are talking about, oh, Shield versus Bullet Club. I don't want to see that. Maybe because I don't really know Anderson and Gallows like that. But I don't think they can hang with those guys. This is just my opinion. But maybe I need to see more of their matches. But maybe they should be in a tag team title picture by then. I don't want to see Shield against Bullet Club. I don't really care that much. Not right now, anyway. But what I do want to see is a Shield and a triple threat match all going at it for the title. That's what I don't want seeing that. I don't think that's happened yet, right? No, I guess it has. Well, it kind of did, but not really. But anyway, I wouldn't mind seeing that again. Or 1-on-1 Seth and Roman for the title. That's cool too. Anyway, maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. As they always say, anything can happen in WWE. So that is my time. I'm going to finish packing and get on Z Road. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Let me know, most importantly, what you thought of Extreme Rules, because if there was no Extreme Rules, I wouldn't be able to do this. So give me your opinion on it, you know. Was it lit? Was it booty? Was it meh? Or some other word you can think of that describes things. All right. Well, I'm Mega Ran. I'm out. Don't forget, catch me on tour. MegaRan.com/shows. I will be all over the West Coast. And I'll see you then. Also, if you come in the shows, we're going to have these cool giveaways. I can't talk about them yet, but I will have special giveaways from a very important group of people who I love so much. We're going to be giving me giveaways for y'all. So I'll talk about that later. All right. I'll see you guys soon. I'm MegaRan. As always, keep your shoulders off the mat. I'm going to take you out with some tunes. And we out. Peace.
King. Reign. Supreme.
In a place, hero, audio, the ace and the queen. Turn up the audio, you hear what I mean? The kings of wrestling, second to none. Finish the competition quicker with the carrot swan. The rolling elbow, the European uppercut, son. Recall a bomb, last kick, their vision is done. I repeat, competition is none. Once the bell rings, get your bell rung. The greatest team in the history of wrestling. If you think other than prepare for the reckoning, elbow definite, giant swing helicopter. I can cuss with my kicks and I KO. See, we get the J-O-P finish. So if you want a war, you will end up diminished.
K-O-W King, K-O-W King.
To the game, family, fuck the money and the fame. No one will ever be the same once we walk through the curtain and they calling out our names. From the bottom to the top, the rain's just begun. It will never ever stop till the box drops. So we 6 feet, so our death it is K-O-W. You are simply the best. Put the test every team that you dream. Put a fiend on their soul, ask my homeboy Ski. We the
best in the world. Might catch us at the crib, bench pressing it, girl. Or see us on the mat in a five-star match. With the flame to the rest, was the gaps in the match. The king of the KO, very European. Bring a fight to your door. It don't matter what you.